All right, it's time to play this morning's weird game, which we're going to call... Oh, guess the bra size. It's got no voice over it. Explain to me the... Explain to me the honks there. I'm going to start that again. Honks are what exactly?
The universally recognised sound for bras.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
And how do you make the noise of a bra? Oh,
okay. Is that sexist?
A bra is, yes, very sexist. It's for women.
All right. There are three bras of different sizes. Dave has to take them out one by one and try each one on. Then me, Dominic and Tina will compete to guess the accurate bra size.
I might need Tina's help here because I'm not very good at putting bras on or taking them off.
Fine, I'll help you.
I don't really understand how they work.
And if you want to see a photo of Dave wearing the bra, you can go to the Radio 1 website and they'll be up there.
All right, do you want to do the first one now?
Dave,
let's do
on
one now, and then break and do the news, and then come back and put David Moore bra.
And as someone on the text says,
one bra, two news, and then two bras.
That's a natural news and sport cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Someone on the text said, and you think the pun is dumbing the show down?
Who's donated these
Please,
bras?
Okay, right, Tina, can
Who's
you help me?
Yeah, I'll
them?
Help you. Yeah. Whose bras are they?
Not very good with the clasp.
We've been asked not to reveal that.
But they're not actual people's bras. You've gone to the shop to buy bras.
No, they're actual people's bras.
You've taken people's bras.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Why would we spend money on a bra? They're very expensive.
Now, hang on a second. Is Dave going to put it over his jumper?
Yes.
Because that makes it harder to guess, I think.
Yes, and we have padding in the form of a newspaper if you need it. And then you've got to try and guess the size.
But I think it would be easier for me... to guess if
doesn't work
no
like
actually
you've already done
do
the photo.
Think,
quite a snug fit.
Yeah, it won't work.
Hang on, breathe in.
Oh, breathe in.
Ooh. Thanks.
Now that looks a snug fit,
I've never
Dave.
Understood bras.
Turn around, Dave.
Put,
let me have
a
look at the back. Let me have a look at the back, Dave. Okay, that's very tight.
It's very tight. It's on the third fastening.
Is it the third fastening?
Is it?
Let's write that down.
What are you thinking?
On is it, Dave, can I ask you some questions about your bra?
Sure.
Is it padded? It looks padded to me.
It is slightly padded, yes.
Slightly padded. Okay.
Light padding.
Light padding. You were a believer in the Lions Lounge this week. Thank you very much. Okay, it's a very nice stripy bar.
Thank you.
Bra.
It's a zebra.
A zebra, yeah. Ha ha.
Does it feel supportive?
Yeah, it is supportive. Thank you. I feel confident.
Do you? Well, I've got an idea in my head.
I've got an idea in my head.
So write it down quickly.
Mm. Okay. I've written
Done
it down.
That?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What answers have you all got?
Whoa,
there are two points available, one for the number and one for the letter.
One for the number and one for the letter.
And Jenny in the live lounge is going to help me adjudicate because I'm clueless.
Oh, I'm changing.
Well, if you get it right, it will be the same as what's written down for the correct answer. You're really struggling on that?
We'll see how this goes.
Okay. All right, who do you want to go to first?
Dom, please.
I'm between two on the number.
As always.
Are you between these two?
I think it's 1991. No, I'm going to say it's very tight on Dave, but it's too tight, if that makes sense. 34B.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
From Dom, 34B.
In my experience, that's what it looks like.
Tina?
I'm going to lower your 34B, Dom, and go for a 32B.
So that's what I wrote originally. That was between the two.
Because it's very tight.
And Chris?
Well, I think I might have gone... I think I've got it wrong, but I'm going to go for a 34. It could be 32 because
it is
tight.
It could be 32, it is tight.
But I'm going to go 34A. That's what I'm going to go for.
Oh, you've downsized.
Well, because there's a lot of padding and there's no... Very tight there. So I'm going to go 34A.
Okay, so Tina and Dom, you get a point for B. Because it was
good.
B.
It's a B cup.
But Dom and Chris get a point for 34. Well done.
Yay!
Which means Dom's got 2 points. Tina and Chris, you share one.
I know my bras.
Someone's come up with a very good title for this, calling it Guess Vitties.
Yeah, we didn't
guess
go with
Vitties.
That.
Bra size.
Bra size.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so well done. So that was 34B bra.
Yes. Tina, would you mind removing it from me?
No, Tina.
I'll see if I can do it with one hand.
This is a bit that I can never do.
Shall I leave it?
Yeah, just leave it. See if we can
After
do it.
After the news and sport, we'll go for the second bra.
I can never do this.
Can you not? You can never do this? You can never take your own bra off?
It's really difficult from behind. I mean, like, taking...
Sure.
Like, when you've got to put
taking
your...
Taking
when you're going to put your hand up behind.
They get it on there, Dave.
Oh, no. Do you know what girls do, actually? They do that.
They take it off their arms.
Yeah, they take it off their arms and
move it round the front.
They twist it around and do it at the front.
Yeah.
A little bit of a wiggle.
This is great watching this. Look at this. How did it come to this, Dave?
Stuck in my jumper.
It's the hooks.
You are so ladylike, it's unbelievable.
Can you believe that I'm not married?
She's fallen asleep by this time.
Dave, can I just say you're still struggling, even though you've moved the class?
Yeah!
There you go, it's released! Yeah! All right, guess the bra size. Number one done. And bra size 2 and 3 coming up. So that was 34B. Well done to you.
Yeah.
Terrible, Tina. Bad.
Watch. Share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Right, serious news, sport and weather, and then back to Dave trying on girls' bras. Who says the Today programme and the Chris Moore Show are getting too similar? News time at 8:33.
Newsbeat.
And the main story this morning is about alcohol abuse. The Prime Minister says...
Guess the bra size. Dave was wearing a bra, but can you tell what size the bra is? Okay, Dave has changed into a brand new bra. The Zebra bra has gone to be replaced with blue bra.
Yeah, blue bra.
Bit of lace.
I'd say it's a teal. On the teal colour.
A teal colour. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm colourblind.
Cyan.
I'd call it green. Am I colourblind?
Yeah.
Yes. I think I am slightly colourblind.
Do you?
Yeah. I'd say that's blue.
Stand up and give us a 12, sweetheart.
Do you
think
it's green?
Thank you, buddy.
Do you want to hang off a bit of scaffolding, Tina? Again, looks turn around, David. Yeah, does look tight around the back. Actually. It does.
Oh, yeah.
So what does tight around the back mean?
Smaller numbers. Shh.
Don't
like he don't know.
Smaller back.
But he really doesn't know.
I know. It'd be interesting to see Alan versus me with a race to see who can get it off quicker.
I think I'd win.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm staring at him, Dave. I can't take my eyes off him.
It's fine. You look. Because this is the name of the game, because you've got to guess what size they are.
Please write
just
down.
Turn around again. Let me stand up. Yeah, I want to see how tight it is at the back because. What clasp is it on, Tina?
Oh, it's on the third, and let me tell you, it's tight.
Right.
It's tight.
It's very snug.
Mm.
All right, then. Let's get into it, then.
They're not designed for men, Tina.
I can go to Chris first, please.
Okay, now this is a tough one because it's a bigger bra in the cup.
Is this underwired?
Don't I have a feel?
Tina, go on. Just go on. Have a go.
All right, let me feel.
Go. Oh, Tina! Oh,
wow. Is that underwire?
I can't feel any underwire.
Go on, Tina. Go back for more. Go on.
Hang on. Let me double check.
No. Oh!
No, there's wire in there.
Oh!
I feel a little bit faint.
Alan, do you want to have a go?
That'll be the first time.
Go on.
Shall I?
Pop a feel.
Live on National Radio.
Yeah, yeah, go on. Yeah.
Get some of that. That felt weird.
Dominic, not with your head.
Whoa.
What are you doing? Oh, what are you doing?
What's wrong with
Dominic?
That's the way I roll.
Okay, I can't believe it looks tight on the back, but I can't believe it will be the same back size. But if it's tight and it's on the third clasp, I'm going to go 34 again, although I'm probably wrong. But I'm going to go D cup.
Okay.
Okay.
Dom.
I'm going smaller and larger. Mm-hmm. I'm going 32 C.
Okay, and Tina. Ooh.
See, I'm going 34 C. I don't think it's quite as big as a D cup.
Mm.
They are all different then, so that's very interesting.
Mm.
So what is everyone saying?
Dom is saying 32 C, Tina is saying 34 C, and Chris is saying 34 D.
34 D.
So well.
Meanwhile, and the answer is... 32D.
Oh!
Which means you each get a point.
Oh, I do, I get a point.
I didn't get
a
point.
And Dominic gets a point.
Oh, no, Tina doesn't.
For 32, right?
Yes,
did he say 32?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
32, all right, nice.
So what does that mean?
It means that Dom knows his bras.
Wow.
Mm.
But Tina hasn't scored a point yet, and you wear them.
Yeah, again, you're a girl. Really?
I'll measure you if you want.
I'm all right, thanks.
Tina has a point.
Hang on a second. Tina, 1 second.
No, I said C.
Oh.
1 second, Tina.
There you go.
Tina gets a point for first round.
Oh, I
see. So you do have a point.
Oh, yes. I do have a point.
At the moment, Dom is in the lead with 3 points. Tina has 1 point and Chris has 2.
All right.
You know your stuff, Dominic.
Dave,
Do you want me to take your bra off now?
Have another go, Tina. Have another go.
Could you release me, please?
All right, so we have one more bra to try on.
You're free.
This one's more of a frilly black one.
So what was the answer to that?
The answer was 32D.
32D.
Wow.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Okay.
And the final bra for Dave to try on. Dave, who was a broadcast professional, been in the broadcast professional industry for...
It's upside down, Dave.
I know. Over, just figured that out.
Over 15 years. He is a father. He's a published author. And has been on television many times. Has
graced
stages in London and around the world.
On 606.
Yeah.
Headphones. Hang on.
And here he is now trying on a woman's bra over his jumper. Have you got a t-shirt on under the jumper?
Yes.
Why didn't you just take the jumper off?
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to get my headphones. Right, Tina. Would you strap me, please?
Yeah.
Have you got your headphones going through the bra?
Yeah, and I realise that might mess up the measurements.
Right.
Breathe in.
Oh, breathe in.
I can't even do this one.
Yes,
up.
You can.
Oh, really? Yeah, Dave, you might have to take all your tops off. Dave.
It's fine. It's done, but will it not work?
I'm struggling.
Okay, yeah. I'll take my jumper off.
Oh. Off.
You were.
Yay! Davina's listening at home. She goes, oh, it sounds like God's gift all over again.
Right, let's have another go.
Right.
Dave, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is that your thermal top you're wearing?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right. Dave turned up to work in his thermals the other day.
Yeah. That's fine, isn't it? It's cold.
Yeah.
Should we do this standing up? It might be easier.
Come on, Em.
Okay, Dave is trying trying to get the bra on. Tina's going to fasten it at the back. Obviously, an indication there that it's tight. But don't forget, you can... how is it on the strap, Dave? Tina literally just pulled... You look like you're going to break his back.
It's tough being a girl, isn't it? Imagine doing this every day.
That looks... genuinely looks painful.
You might have to buy the owner of this bra a new bra. Mm.
Have you broken the catch?
I haven't broken the bra.
Do you know what? Let's just leave it on the one hook. There you go.
Oh, right.
Just bite a pound.
you'd have 50p.
All right, Dave, let's have a look. Now it's black and he's wearing a black top, so let's... see.
Give us a spin, Dave.
They look baggier in the boob section.
You mean a bigger cup?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's cup and there's... what do you call it? What's the measurement bit?
The back.
The back.
There you go.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
It's the cup and the saucer. What is it? Mm. See, now I don't know. I would say that that's 32D again, because the cup doesn't look that much bigger than the last one. Where's the last one? Can you compare and contrast for me?
The last one was a 32D.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so in terms of visually, that's the last one there, the blue one.
Teal.
Or turquoise, teal.
I need your answer soon, please.
Can you get such a thing as a 30?
Yeah,
yes,
of course
you can. You can get a 28.
Oh, can you?
Dave's showing his expertise in bra sizes.
You know, I don't know about bras.
Is worth knowing.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm...
Dom, you just seem to be staring at Dave with your mouth open.
But that's the game. We have to stare at Dave's boobs.
It's confused me. It's confused me. All right. Do you want an answer?
Okay. Small bank, big cup.
Write it down.
Okay.
And my favourite band, by the way.
Tina,
okay,
have you
Tina,
it down?
Small back, big cup. You're going to go for.
30DD.
30DD.
30DD. Dominic, what have you gone for?
I've written BC, but I'm saying 30C.
30C, and Chris.
Well, I originally had 32DD, but Tina did say that they struggled to get the back, so I'm going to go 30DD, but I don't know if there's anyone in the radio building
answer.
As a 30DD.
Dom, as Tina.
You've written down...
Do you know what? I don't think that's a double D.
Dom's written down the earliest ever recorded bra, the 30BC.
Yeah, the BC.
Are you changing your guess?
I can't think he'd be a 30DD.
Dave's left boob looks bigger than his right boob. Mm.
I think it's a bit wonky.
There's no padding in there either.
No.
Ah.
I'm going to have to rush you.
Dave, can you just do me a favour? Can you just grab hold of them?
Yeah.
And just kind of, as if you're giving them a squeeze. No, not that way. Not that you're covered up, like that.
Like that.
And just go, whoa, whoa.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm going to go, I'll go 30DD. Why not?
So you've all gone for 30.
Well, it looks tight.
It looks
and you
tight.
Have all got a point.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is tight.
Tina, you went for... Dom, you went for C. Tina and Chris, you went for double D. The answer was G.
Oh!
Who's a 30 G?
That's Jesus. Not someone in this building, is it?
Is it? All these are from the building.
Oh, that's that girl upstairs with a really bad back.
Which therefore means Tina, the lady, is last with 2 points. Chris, you're second with 3. Dom, you're the winner. You know your bras with 4 points.
Yeah. Hello, I know my bras.
Tina, could you take it off, please?
Okay.
Tina. Nah.
Oh, please, do you know what?
He won't never get it off.
I'm going to pass out.
I think you're going to be able to break
it off, will you? Tina.
Leave him.
Tina, don't.
How often can we see
our
friend?
A man says do something and you jump. Come on.
I'm going to leave.
Get some independence, girl.
Listen.
All right, fine.
Listen, sister.
Just look what I can do.
Take off my own bra.
Yeah, but
I can take the
handles off.
Yeah, Dave, be a man. Take your own bra off.
Yeah.
You haven't broken out, have you?
Let's see how long it takes for Dave to actually get the bra done.
Who's a 30?
Look at him. Look at him. Tina, look at him. Look.
You can't do it.
And this is in the light.
Just like a drunk monkey.
This is in the light.
Yes, it is in the light.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
The bra is released. And that was the Guess the Bra Size game, with Dominic being the winner.
Yay.
And there are lovely photos of Dave wearing his bra on the website right now.
Thank you.
Have a look at Dave and his bras. Lovely bras. We were going to play the final game on
yes.
Guess the Bra Size, uh-huh. which I went to record and Al had told me off the air, Dominic won that game, but then he gets to go through to the final game, which he plays on his
the
own.
The big money round.
Which is Guess Tina's Bra Size. So we'll just wait for Dominic to come back and then we'll play that with Tina and see if he can win big money.
Yeah.
Or medium-sized money.
Exactly.
I bet you any money Tina's wearing the wrong size bra.
Do you think so?
She did the worst out of the three of us in that competition. I know.
And also, weirdly, she had an advantage because she fastened and unfastened every one.
Well, I reckon Tina is wearing the wrong size bra and I think she should be measured. And she's giving us a thumbs up. All right, well, should we do that tomorrow on the show?
Fine, yeah, sounds good.
Get you properly measured up, Tina, tomorrow?
Yeah, Tina wants.
Get an expert in. And let me tell you, my friend Martin is an expert in measuring women. He's got very soft
exactly.
hands. He moisturises and everything.
Yeah.
And, oh, there is Dominic. There, he's in there. I didn't realise. So, Dom, are you up for playing Guess Tina's Bra Size? Okay, all right. Well, there you go. That's good.
Definitely. I mean, Martin's not a specialist, but he'll have a blooming good look at it.
There you go. Oh. it's 8:55. Already it's flying this morning. Really.